Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Double Dose. Annie, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I am good. What's been going on?
Oh, you know, same old, same old. I found a green tree frog in my toilet the other day.
It was so cute.
Look, it was really cute, but it was fat. Like, this was a big green tree frog. I've seen green tree frogs before, but this was like.
I can't believe it.
Big. Yes. And because the lid had been closed, it's obviously come up the toilet. Yeah. So must have fallen into, like, I don't even know, a sewage hole or something. I don't know.
Yeah. How do they get in there?
I don't know. Cause yeah.
And how do they get up all the piping?
Cause there's a flap as well. Remember when you flush the toilet, there's the flap.
Oh, there is the flap.
So it had to have somehow gotten through the flap. It's pretty impressive.
But it was a big frog, you said.
It was very big. So I understand how it could have done it. It's a big, strong boy.
Yeah, strong.
But yeah, my friend was going to catch it and release it. And then it went back down the toilet and he hasn't seen it since. He's gone. Just a little adventure for him. Hope he's okay.
Just came to say hi.
Yeah. Anyway.
So cute.
Let's get into our first segment. Mm-hmm. We have Who's Who, which is basically Taylor and I have given Caleb two facts each about ourselves, and he has to guess which ones are ours, I suppose. So there's four in total, and he has to pick which two are mine and which two are Taylor's.
I think this one's really hard.
I have sung in a choir at the Opera House. My first job was at Kmart. When I was 15, I missed Justin Bieber's concert because I was on school camp, so I messaged him to come to Uluru. I used to be a bartender but didn't know how to make cocktails.
Okay, well, I know that Taylor was a bartender. Mm-hmm. Like, I know that. But, like, I feel like he had to know how to make cocktails. So it seems like something that Annie did for a stint and then, like, or either, oh, geez, actually, this is harder than I thought. I thought this was going to be easy.
We purposely made this quite difficult.
Because, yeah, I actually, maybe you were a bartender and you didn't know and you kind of just bullshitted your way through it and then figured it out. I love that you're just not giving me anything.
Yeah, okay. We're not giving you anything.
Right. The last episode, I had to answer all the questions.
Yeah, that's fair. Us,
so Annie's
okay.
Got to answer all questions.
Annie, how about the singing at the choir at the Opera House? Okay. What choir were you in?
Yeah, so it was our school choir. Right. And we got invited to go and sing at the
Opera
House.
How old were you?
I think I was like 13.
Okay. And do you still sing to this day?
No.
It was a choir thing.
It was a choir thing. Yeah, I'm not really much of a solo singer.
Okay. All right. I'm just going to guess because I think I know. Mm-hmm. I still think I know.
Go.
I reckon the last two. So the Justin Bieber one was Taylor. And I reckon the bartender one was Taylor. And I reckon you worked at, Annie, you worked at Kmart.
Mm-hmm.
And you were singing in the Opera House.
Can we tell you now?
Yeah, you can tell me.
You got it wrong. All of it wrong.
I was so confident.
I purposely chose things that I know that Taylor's told you before. So, like, we know she loves Justin Bieber.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Just to clarify, I was at that Justin Bieber concert that year and I flashed him. There was no
you
way
flashed
I was
him?
There was no way I was missing that for school
yeah,
camp.
Yeah, exactly
that was
right. Nothing. She would have given up school camp to go see JB.
Why'd you ask him to come to Uluru?
So it was like, this is actually so lame, so embarrassed to admit this, but there was like a group of us that were obsessed with him at the time. Like, I'm not really a fan of him anymore, but at that time I was obsessed.
Yep.
And we were on school camp, we were really upset. So we all got together and we're like, let's just like mass message him. Like, we'll just like bombard him and tell him like we're so devastated. Maybe he'll fly to Uluru and perform for us. Cause he did a lot of like PR things like that back in the day. So we're like, he could do it for us. We were so delusional.
I'm trying to think what one it would have been. Cause I went to two of his concerts in high school.
20,
it was 12 years ago then.
Wait,
you're 27.
2011.
Yeah. Oh, okay, yep.
Yeah, so I was in year 9 or year 10.
Yes.
So I'd just moved schools and had this new group of friends. I remember we went straight after school with our big like Catholic school backpacks on our back. We went straight to the stadium and my mum came and did a full collection of everyone's school bags and went home and left us at the concert.
That's so great.
Yeah, I was there. I was not missing it.
No. So you sung in the choir?
Yeah, I did. It was my first primary school because I went to two and I would have been like 7.
Me being like, I was 13. No.
I would have been like 7 years old and it was like a Catholic primary school's big like performance day.
Yeah.
And I was in the school choir, so we all got to go.
Nice.
Yeah. There's a photo of me somewhere. in my archives.
Yeah. I also would like to clarify, I did not was not a bartender for a stint. I was a bartender for 3 years.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And I just was like, to
be
fair.
I didn't accuse, I assumed.
I took the piss out of that job a little bit because I like.
Oh, clearly.
The management loved me. So I kind of just did what I wanted to do and I didn't like making cocktails. So I just palmed them off onto everyone.
Yeah. They're a bit annoying, especially when it's busy. Fair enough. But so we put in a system where it was two guys who were really good and really fast. Mm-hmm. And like every Friday or Saturday night, they would be on cocktails. So we'd just like print a receipt of the order and give it to them.
That's a good way to do it.
So much better.
Yeah. Yeah.
I could make cocktails. It wasn't great. I didn't like it because it was just like fast, quick beers.
Mm-hmm. Done. Just pour it's done. Wine done. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Feel you.
Mm-hmm. How was Kmart?
You know what? It wasn't bad for my first job.
What was the pay?
All right.
$12.
I think it might have been like 12 or 14 around there.
Okay.
Yeah, it was all right.
How old were you?
I was 14. Oh, okay. As soon as I could get a job, I got a job there.
Yeah.
But it was just tedious.
Yeah.
And their computer system was so old back then.
Yeah.
Mm.
10 years ago.
My dad was probably the one that was setting that up.
Really?
Because he worked for Coles Myer. He was the IT guy.
Oh, really?
It was just like that. It worked how they wanted it to work, but it was just so old with how computers were at that time. It was like literally the black screen with the gray green writing. Like okay, it was so bad.
That would have been shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And everything controlled on the keyboard, not like no touchscreen, no mouse. It was just very.
Yeah. No.
It was bad.
What a time.
Sorry. I just want to ask another question.
Yeah.
How was the Opera House? Was that cool? Or you didn't really think about it because you were seven.
Yeah, I was so young. I don't even remember, but I remember it was like such a big deal.
Yeah, of course.
But at the time I was like, oh, we're just going to go sing another choir thing. Like I didn't really care. I was so young. I didn't understand how big it was and where I was actually going. But I look back now and I'm like, that's pretty freaking cool.
Yeah, so cool.
You were so like famous and you were so good at what you did that the opera houses seemed like nothing.
Yeah, actually it was just probably like 20 schools that got invited during the middle of like some random Wednesday. It wasn't that special.
Okay. I wasn't that far off with guessing the answer to that
question.
No, it was
good.
Wow.
It
was, yeah. Okay, guys, we are going to get into the sealed section, which I'll just remind you is like the saucy little section of the magazines we grew up with. So everything about relationships, family relationships, boys, periods, girl stuff, bodies, everything.
Yep.
And today we're going to talk about, I guess, a feeling.
Yeah.
Overall.
Feeling lost and without a purpose,
mm-hmm.
which is, I feel like something I felt like a lot intermittently throughout my life. And I have a few friends who I feel like are in the same boat. And it's just like, it's a really interesting experience, I feel like. And I feel like everyone has had that and been there.
Yeah.
And sort of working through it and finding your purpose. I wanted to talk about that and how to do that. Have you experienced?
I have. I've experienced both. And I think that's why I left uni and just kept working full time and then fell into what I'm doing now. It's just like you're always sort of looking for the next thing and waiting for something that feels right.
Mm-hmm. And like for me specifically, because I'm currently feeling that right now. Mm-hmm. And it's interesting because 2 years ago when I got fired for doing OnlyFans and then went into doing OnlyFans full time, I was like, this is it. I found my purpose. I was like, I felt so found. And that year I just had like the best year ever. And I was so sure of what my purpose was and what I was meant to be doing. And now it's been 2 years since that has happened and I've gotten to the point where I'm like, yeah, what's next for me? Like this isn't it for me. Like I'm enjoying this for now and it's given me, you know, amazing things, but I need to look to the future. Like what do I want to do? Where do I want to be? There was a moment there that I was like, where am I meant to be living? Am I meant to be in Melbourne? Am I meant to be in Gold Coast? Am I meant to be somewhere else that I haven't even thought of? Like it's an interesting feeling.
I think it's really, really normal and I think that you shouldn't fight it.
Yes.
If you're feeling that way, I think your body or the universe, whatever, is telling you that because you need to be looking at other options and keeping your eyes open, seeing if something, you know, comes across your screen that makes you feel excited or whatever it is. And
that's it. Different things. The excitement. I feel like that's so important because there's not much that's been happening lately that I felt excited about. And I miss that feeling of being like, oh my God, this is like such a good opportunity. Oh my God, what's next? What's going to happen with this? Where's this going?
Yeah.
And I'm just like waiting for that opportunity to come along. And then there's the other side of it where I'm like, should I just be waiting for it or should I be making something happen? You know?
I think just being open to it is making it happen.
Yeah.
I think somewhere in the middle. Don't sit and wait, but don't be like too desperate for something.
That's
new.
So true. Let the like trust the process. Let the universe guide you in the way that it's meant you're meant to go.
Yeah.
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 I think also like feeling lost is different at different stages of your life, because this feeling of loss, like feeling lost at the moment that I'm having, very different to when I was, say, 19. And I think I was working at a pub at the time.
Yeah.
And I was studying science, but I knew that's not what I wanted to do.
Mm.
And that feeling that I had then, I was so lost. I just didn't know what the next thing was.
Yeah.
And that's very different, because now I feel like I've set my life up. And it's funny, because you can be in a position where, you know, you've got financial freedom and you're like happy with your life and you're content with your life, but you still feel lost. And that's where I'm at.
Yeah. I think that more falls into you need to find your passion.
Yes.
Like you can love a job, but it might not be your true passion.
100%. And I think deep down I know what my passion is and what I'm meant to be doing, but it's like filling the gaps and finding the steps to get there.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah. Especially in this world, you always need to have like some kind of experience or some background or some training to do anything, I feel like.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. Anything you do, yeah, you have to research and know about it, obviously.
Yeah.
What advice would you give to someone who's feeling lost at the moment?
I would say to sit with it for a little while, even if it's just one night.
Mm-hmm.
Get out your journal and write. I always like writing down things that make me happy.
Yep.
Or even just like a vision board. Mm-hmm. And then it's always in your subconscious. I'm like, these are the things that make me happy. These are the things that I want to do, whether it's in 5, 10, 20 years. And those things are going to start happening because it's almost in the front of your mind.
Yeah, it's like manifesting kind of.
Manifesting, but also possibly. I can't remember where I heard it, but it's like if you're looking at, like one of my things was to go to Disneyland, which I did have the opportunity this year, but it just didn't work into my timeline.
Mm-hmm.
So I have that on my vision board to go to Disneyland. And then all of a sudden I'm going to Europe for a completely different reason again this year. True. But I'm like, oh my God, I can go to Disneyland Paris if I want to. It's just sort of having that.
Yes.
It's always around.
I get what you're saying.
And then things sort of start to fall in place because you're making steps towards those even if you're not thinking about it.
That's so true. Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
That's good advice.
What would you say?
Yeah, I'd say I liked the vision board thing that you said because that's what I do and that's what I did last year, and I can confidently say that most of the stuff I had on my vision board came true. So this year I literally just finished doing my vision board for this year, and I think just like having that there and being able to like I'll be at my desk and I'll look over and I'll see that and I'm like, yes, that's why I'm doing what I'm doing. It keeps you motivated and keeps your goals set in the right direction. But yeah, also, yeah, just like letting yourself sit with it. And I guess just, yeah, trusting the universe that it's going to guide you in the right direction and the right thing's going to come along, and it's not, you're not going to feel like this forever. You're going to like get out of it.
Yeah. I just thought of something as well. If you are in a job or a relationship or a situation and you know that it's not making you happy anymore, get out of it.
Just get out of it.
It might hurt. It might hurt for a day or a week, or you might be looking for another job or whatever it is. But like, if it's not filling up your cup anymore, it's time to go. Something
and sometimes people hang on to things for too long. It's like if you throw yourself in the deep end and leave that job, you're going to be so much more motivated to find what it is that you want to be doing. And you're going to be applying for those jobs that you do want. And you're going to be like working your ass off to get whatever it is that you want.
Yeah.
As opposed to just being comfortable in whatever role you're currently doing, but not being happy and fulfilled.
And also this is, it's probably just a weird thing I do, but I always think if there's something that I want, I always act like I've already got it.
Yes.
That's like good. When I was trying to get Taylor Swift tickets, I was like, there's thousands of people trying to get these tickets. Why am I going to be the one to get them? But I went and hired an outfit and I planned my weekend as if I was going.
Yeah. And it happened.
And I went.
The only time that hasn't happened to me and worked is the home lottery. I can't tell you how many times I've walked past this apartment complex and been like, I'm going to own that. I'm going to own that. That's mine already. I've already got it. It's mine. And then I didn't win it. But that's okay. It's not the universe's plan.
Maybe with that, you need to think a little bit more broad.
Sorry. Yeah, I was being a bit niche with that one.
But like maybe Sometimes I have, there's a street or a couple of streets or even an area in Newcastle where I'm like, I'm going to own one of these houses. I don't know which one it is, but it's one of them.
Mine's more specific, which maybe I shouldn't do.
You're like, this apartment building.
No, there's this house on in Currumbin, like right on the beach, and it's amazing. And there's always a Ferrari parked out the front, and it's just like my dream house. It has two pools and like six bedrooms. I think it's like $12 million. Oh. And I'm like, yep, that's my house. Like that, that's going to be my house.
You might get it.
Well, you, if I keep thinking that way, you never know what?
Even if you don't own it, maybe you can just find out who drives that Ferrari and just slide into the DMs.
That's a good idea. So next up, we have our Q&A segment. This is basically where we get our listeners, our followers to send in questions that they want us to answer. So we have a few to cover today. Mm-hmm. Do you want to ask the first one?
I will. What motivates you and what things do you practice to maintain discipline with work?
I feel like I'm very self-motivated, but I think it's good to have like inspiration. So I follow a lot of like creators and stuff, and I think seeing them doing so much for their brand and stuff really motivates me, not in a competitive way, but just in a like, wow, she works so hard. Like I need to be working that hard.
Yeah.
So I think surrounding myself with people that have that same sort of work ethic is really helpful. Yeah, I don't know. I guess that's like the main thing. What about you?
I think I really like breaking up my time. I think that helps me stay on track. Like if I have something to do that should be a 30-minute task, I'll set a 30-minute timer for that and I end up getting more done.
Yeah.
And like making sure that my most productive times of the day I do delegate to things that are going to help me for my future.
Yeah.
Like I look at everything as like what I'm going to get out of it. So I'll get up, go to the gym and just like get yourself into work mode. Like, okay, true. I've got to make this many TikToks or do this custom video or do – this many tweets, whatever it is. Mm-hmm. And then by 11 a.m., it's all done.
Yeah.
And I'm like, cool, this is what I did all that work for. So I have the rest of the day.
True. I think with the discipline side of things, I literally plan like every minute of my day before I go to bed the night before.
Yeah.
Like I'll set out my day and what times I want things done, certain things done by. Yeah. And I also designate certain days for certain things. So like Monday and Thursday are my content days. Mm-hmm. And then Tuesday and Wednesday might be like admin days. And then Friday is sort of like depends if I have more work to do, I'll do work. Otherwise, that's my extra day off.
Yeah.
But yeah, just writing lists. Like I have a list and I'll just add to it every time I think of something to do.
Yeah.
And that feeling of having highlighted and crossed off everything in that day, like I keep that in the back of my mind.
It's and that's, so good.
That keeps me motivated. Yeah,
I write lists as well of everything that needs to be done.
Mm-hmm. It's the
and
way to go.
Just leave it on the kitchen bench. So every time I'm there, I have to look at it.
Yeah. And if you don't do it, you feel shit about yourself. Yeah. So you have to do it.
Yeah. And it's just more for the next day.
Exactly.
Just routine is probably my biggest tip.
100%.
Yeah. If you wake up and you know what you've got to do, then it will happen.
Mm-hmm. How do you feel about the negative criticism you've received?
I get so spicy back to people.
You do. Spicy Pisces.
I was gonna get that on my birthday cake for the weekend.
You should.
But I got something else.
Ah, okay. I'm excited
it's
to see.
It's kind of better.
Okay.
Well, I don't know if it's better, but it's just more
fitting. Will you post it on social media?
So well, it's got a swear word in it, so I don't know.
Can you send it to me?
I'll show you my inspo.
Okay.
I'll get it up as I'm answering this question.
Yeah.
I snap back to a lot of people, and I probably shouldn't, but I'm really tired of people assuming.
Mm-hmm.
People can say anything they want about like if they don't like a video or they don't like what I'm wearing or the way I look. I don't care about that. But when people say things like you didn't grow up with the dad or you like all of this stuff, I'm like, hang on. I'm the one who's actually not returning my dad's phone calls. He's trying to be in my life.
Yeah.
I just hate people assuming that they know my whole family dynamic and like how I grew up and what I do every day and how much money is in my bank account. Like stop assuming things.
But also even just assuming who you are as a person, I'm fucking sick of. Like you don't know me. You know the internet version of me. You don't know me from a bar of soap. Yeah. Like stop assuming you know who I am.
So those people will get under my skin a little bit, but I have been better. I like how on Instagram, if you're in notifications, you can, in it, there's a comment, you can just swipe and delete it without even going onto the post.
Oh, I didn't know you could do that.
Or
does that delete the notification or the actual comment.
I thought it deleted the comment.
I don't know. I don't actually. I haven't looked into it. I just
imagine if it
that.
Doesn't delete the comment and I'm here thinking that I'm
you're just clearing your notifications out,
or just blocking them straight away.
Yeah,
because I'm like, this person has hurt me, and what's going to hurt them is when they log back in expecting a comment back and they actually can't find me ever again.
That's so true.
So
yeah,
just blocking them. That's, yeah. How do I feel about it? I feel bothered.
Yeah,
but. Also, it's more motivating.
Yes.
Because I'm like, every time you comment hate, it's hopefully pushing it to a few of your friends or a few people who follow you, and they're just going to see my video and one of them might subscribe. So
you'd be mad. I just thought of something really funny that I want to add in here. What? So I posted a day in the life the other day on TikTok, and like, I think I must have had my TV in the background, or maybe I videoed watching the TV, and this was last week. And keep in mind, I've been in Melbourne for 3 months, so I haven't been in my house and I didn't have a couch. So I was still using my old TV that's like just this small TV. Someone commented on the day in the life and was like, oh, she reckons she's a millionaire, but look at that tiny TV.
My car always gets people mad.
What? Wait, but let me continue. So when I saw the comment, which was just yesterday, I literally looked at it and then looked at my brand new 52-inch TV and I was like, lol. Like, they just don't know. Like, well, I just bought a new TV, and not because of your comment. I had already bought a new TV.
But like, we're also humans.
Yeah, like, sorry, I didn't have time to go out and buy a TV. Like, I'm not just sitting around watching TV all day. That's not really a priority of mine.
And so my one that gets people all the time, they're like, you make all this money and you paid that much tax, but you drive a Hyundai. And I'm like, yeah, I do. Because when I was 15, I told myself I'm going to own this car.
Yes.
And I went and I paid for it in cash. Mm-hmm. I don't see you doing that.
Yeah,
so.
Exactly. That's like me with my Mazda. Like, same thing. Everyone's like, oh, you drive a Mazda. I'm like, I have wanted a Mazda CX-5 my whole life. Yeah. And now I have one. I've gotten the car that I wanted, not a Ferrari or something, because that's not the car I want.
And also, like, I'm not going to go and spend all of my money on a car just because I have the money to go and buy
that car. That's so stupid. That would be the stupid. It's like people are like, well, why do you live in such a shit house or something? It's like, firstly, do you know how fucking expensive houses are? Secondly, because I'm smart and I'm not going to go buy a fucking mansion. I would rather own multiple properties.
Yeah.
Because that's the smart thing to do.
And also, we're creating lives where we can go and travel and go wherever we want whenever. Who cares what car's sitting in the garage here when I'm in a different country?
Exactly right.
Because I don't care.
If really just like, we're like, yeah, fuck you guys.
Anyway, this is the cake that I ordered.
Oh my God, that's so cute.
But obviously not 21.
It says 20 fucking one.
But it's going to say 20 fucking six.
Love it. But yeah, I think for me, I tend to try and ignore. I don't read comments. The other day, however, I don't know what took hold of me. I decided to read my TikTok comments. Oh. Big mistake. Because yeah, I felt pretty shit afterwards. It's funny, like, it doesn't bother me when I don't read them, obviously. So that's why I don't read them. But when I do get annoyed because people assume a lot of things.
Yeah.
And I just wish I could get up there in front of everyone and just tell them exactly how it is, show them the proof of everything. But I'm like, that's pointless because they're still going to find something to hate on me for. So you just can't think like that. At the end of the day, they just want to hate to hate.
Yeah.
And you just got to block them.
Mm. How do you go about socializing with new people at parties? I really struggle.
I think just going in open-minded. I think the best way to meet people at parties is when you're there with a friend and you just randomly start talking to someone else there. You'll be like, oh, like, how do you know blah, blah? That's a common in that I use. Because if you're at a party, obviously you've got to know the person that's hosting it.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, just being open and friendly, and people really respond to that. And if people don't respond in a rude back, then you go, okay, move on to the next group of people.
Yeah.
Like, I think overthinking it is what you shouldn't do, which is something that I feel like we all do.
A lot of the people there are probably, they're going because they want to socialize and make new friends
for
too.
Sure.
So someone's just got to break that barrier.
You just got to be confident. And if you go over and talk to someone and start a conversation, I can guarantee they'll probably start talking to you back and be happy to talk to you and get to know you.
Yeah.
And just get, yeah, just like ask questions. Always ask questions. If you're interested in someone, people will really appreciate that, I feel.
Don't be on your phone. Don't be in a corner.
No.
Just put yourself out there. It might be hard for 5 minutes, but within that 5 minutes, you're going to have made a new friend. And for all you know, they might go around with you for the rest of the whole party.
100%. You can meet other people.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think just don't overthink that one. Just be friendly and open.
Yeah.
Okay. This one's a good one, actually. Why do girls send mixed messages? E.g., they say they really like you, but then they ghost and stalk your story.
I still shiver.
Why?
I don't know.
Oh my God.
I don't know why girls do this.
I know.
I have never, ever, ever been this person.
I have.
The only time I'll do it is if, like, it's not that I send mixed messages, but if someone that I like has done something to hurt me, I will take a step back. But in my opinion, that's not me giving them a mixed message. That's you've done something wrong and I'm not accepting this. So I'm not going to continue to be all lovey and in your face.
Yeah.
I've always been so upfront and honest with, like, every guy I've ever dated, slept with, my current boyfriend. I'm just like, what's the point? Like, what have I got to lose? So I don't know why. I don't know.
I can answer this.
Okay.
Because I am that girl. So I'm speaking on behalf of me. I don't know what other girls are like. I romanticize people. So I might meet a guy and be like, oh my God, I love him. He's the one. And I create this fake version of him in my head. And yeah. I'm like making scenarios in my head about that man. And I've got it all mapped out and blah, blah, blah. You've got
the Lamborghini house.
Yeah, it's all exactly. It's all happening. And then he talks to me and he's not being the man that I have in my head. And I'm like, fuck, that's kind of annoying. He's giving me a bit of the ick because he's not fitting into my ideal man that I have set out for him. And so I get a bit of the ick and then I go a bit like, oh, like he might be attractive physically and I might be somewhat physically attracted to him, but he's just like giving me the ick a bit. So then I back off, but then I still want to see what he's up to. So I'll watch his story, make sure there's no other girls in there because I'll get jealous. It's very crazy. And I'm not saying I'm like this now, but this was like this old Annie.
Chaos.
So chaotic. This is like, yeah, this was probably like 3 years ago, Annie. But yeah, and then yeah, I don't know. And then, yeah, I guess if like I'll be like, oh, really lonely one night maybe and he messages and I'm like, oh, fuck, I'll just message him back and whatever. So that's why I think. And I think that that's pretty accurate. I reckon other girls do that too.
So you create a fake idea and then that's why you ghost.
Because they don't live up to my expectations. And then I'm like, but then I start getting in my head about it and I'm like, well, am I setting my expectations too high? I'll give him another go. I'll respond to him and then.
But then a guy has obviously written this in because he's confused, but if this guy came on strong to you and was being this person that you romanticize him to be, then wouldn't you think that he was love bombing you?
No, so I don't want him to come on strong. I just have this idea of how I want him to be and act and what I want him to say, and if he doesn't do that, he's gone.
His grammar, his punctuation.
Yeah, literally too much emoji use, done. Like, I'm very specific and I think a lot of women are, and it does suck, and I'm very sorry to all the men that I've ghosted. It's not good and I have worked on it.
And here's a tip as well for the guy who's written this. You don't need to know who's stalking your stories. Please just don't look who's watched it.
I haven't looked at mine in so long.
Who cares?
Yeah.
Who cares?
I only care about what I post. I want to watch it. I watch it 6,000 times.
And but also the people that you follow. Don't worry about who's following you because they're just that. They're a follower.
Yeah.
Put your energy into the content that you want to consume that makes you feel good.
Yeah, exactly. That's a good one.
And this has only happened to me since I've gained a following. I'd look back now and I'm like, why the fuck was I looking at who's watching me? Yeah. I want them to watch me. That's why I post my content.
Yeah. Just quickly on that as well, to this guy that's written this in, if they're doing that, fuck them. Like, honestly, to all the guys that I did that to, like, I hope they said fuck her, because, like, that's not how you should treat someone. No. So I think, yeah, if they're doing that, let them go. They're not the one. They're playing games.
Yeah.
They're not the one for you. Move on.
I have one more question.
Yeah.
This got DM'd to me yesterday, so it's quite long, but I asked her if we could add it in.
Mm-hmm.
She's actually a listener. And she's like, I've just been listening to your podcast. I wanted to reach out and get some advice. I started my OnlyFans about a year ago and my partner was so on board and actually found it very sexy. Fast forward to about 6 months ago, he told me that he didn't feel comfortable with me doing it as he felt that he didn't get as much attention as the people who were paying me were. However, I agreed to stop and I haven't been on since, but I just can't stop thinking about continuing it. I really get excited about the potential of earning lots of money on it. And I was wondering if you had any advice or even suggestions on how to work through it or whether I need to face the reality that it makes him too uncomfortable.
So I have an answer for this that I feel like might be different to yours because I don't have a boyfriend. So It's hard for me to speak from that position. My advice would be never give up anything that you love or you want to do for a man. You should always do what makes you happy. And if it makes you happy, it should make them happy. And that's my stance on this. And I think, you know, and I'm not saying their relationship's not going to work out. It absolutely could, but say it doesn't in 5 years and you look back and you think, fuck, why didn't I just do that? I should have done that then.
Yeah.
Why did I let him dictate what I was going to do with my life?
Mm-hmm.
That's my stance. But what do you think?
I think that she's been pretty open saying that he has come to her saying he feels he's not getting as much attention.
Mm-hmm.
So if you desperately want to go back to doing it, you need to have boundaries with your work and with your relationship to be like, this is what I want to do. This is the career I want. Think of it like anything else, but I'm going to make sure that between these hours, that's where my subscribers have me. True. And for the rest of the night, you have me like every other couple in the world. Like yeah. Still have you. You can't let it take over your life. Yep. Like, yes, maybe if you stayed on for one more hour, you could make however many more dollars. But if you really want this relationship to work, and he's come to you openly saying this, then you do need to wiggle a little bit.
True.
You can't upset him, but you also can't, you know, cross your own boundaries of letting someone control what you want.
Yeah. It's compromise. I guess that's the basic yeah. foundation of all relationships.
That's exactly right. Yeah. I think just depends. I feel like he is not going to be 100% set on you are never doing OnlyFans ever again because he let you do it in the beginning.
True. That's true.
His feelings changed and that's not your fault.
Yeah.
That's... It might just be how he's perceiving it.
Yes, exactly.
But a conversation definitely needs to happen and boundaries need to be put in place.
Yeah.
And maybe it was just one night that you prioritized work over him mm-hmm. and he's held on to that forever.
That's so true.
So it's yeah. just a big conversation. It's hard.
Yeah.
It definitely is hard. And another thing, if I was a boyfriend and my girlfriend was doing this and had these online relationships with all of these people – you're always going to feel a bit intimidated. It's scary.
Yeah.
Like you have no idea who these guys are. What mm-hmm. if she falls in love with one of them? Like yeah. it's probably very intimidating.
I get that. That's so true.
But the way that my partner is so okay with it, one, it was his idea and he was all for it from the beginning. But there is not one thing that I would hide from him, not one message. Like it's on the computer. He can read whatever he wants right. whenever he wants. Like yep. there's nothing hidden. He's obviously in the content. He also sees all of my solo content. Like there's nothing...
Mm-hmm.
There's no, I'm not keeping it a secret. Like I'm yes. talking to all of these other men behind your back.
True. That's really good.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's good advice.
But I think compromise needs, it's a big conversation because it is scary because it's letting the world into your intimate life.
Yeah. Yeah. But that's so true.
You can work through it. Yeah. I think what you said is right as well. Yeah. He shouldn't control you. So if it's what you want to do and he's 100% no, then he might not be the person. But
yeah. Yeah. I
think there's a bit of wiggle room.
Yeah. I think that you'll figure it out.
Mm.
If you guys want us to answer any of your questions, make sure to either send us a DM or an email and yeah, we might answer it on a future Q&A.
Okay guys, let's get into our spicy session. So our spicy sessions is basically all about the more sexual side of things, all of the not safe for work.
Mm-hmm.
Blowjob, squirting, all of the things. So this one is actually a listener question mm-hmm. that just fits perfectly into this segment. Is jerking off while you're in a relationship a good thing or a bad thing?
I think it depends on the context. So, I mean, if you're in a relationship, your girlfriend's in the room next door and you're in the shower jerking off, I think that's an issue. I would find that mm-hmm. offensive. If I'm away for work and you're jerking off, so fine. Like I'm not yeah. always going to be available to you. So like it's fine for you to do that, obviously.
Yeah.
That's where I stand on it. Mm-hmm. I think if you're doing it with me in close proximity, then there's a problem.
I agree. Yeah. 100%. I don't think it's a bad thing unless the guy has a bad association with it or like with porn or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't know. I feel like some people can fall into a very deep, dark hole with porn sometimes. Yeah. And then that starts to take over from their relationship.
True.
And that's going to cause so many more problems.
And yeah, on that, I think if you're not having sex with your partner or you're not interested in sex and you'd rather jerk off or watch porn or whatever it is, yeah, that's problematic. You have to look into why that is. Are you not attracted to them anymore? Or have you fallen out of love with them? Or yeah, do you have a problem maybe?
I have a friend, this is currently unfolding,
okay,
who is potentially going through a relationship breakup because of this.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So it's like he has sort of prioritized that over their sex life and he's saying it's because we don't have sex anymore, but she doesn't want to have sex with him because he's doing this when she's not there.
Gotcha.
So it's both people.
Yeah, it's like a cycle.
Yeah. Okay.
Mm. Yeah,
that's tough. Honestly, when I found out, it's the last thing I expected them to be breaking up over. I was like, oh my God.
What if they both just stopped and then had sex? Like just because being devil's advocate here.
She is still having those thoughts in her head, right, that how do I know that last night he wasn't doing this? He's not told me what porn he's watching, who it is. Like,
gotcha.
As far as I know, he's not. I don't know. I don't know if it's just one porn star that he's watching, okay, or whatever it is. Yeah. But he's saying, I don't like porn. It makes me feel bad. But then he's got like going back
and watching it. Yep. Okay. It would be fine if they were doing it together. Mm. I think watching porn with your partner is fun, but if he's doing it by himself,
yeah,
that sucks.
I mean, I can't speak for how guys feel when this happens and when you fall into this, but I don't know if it's a good or a bad thing. I think what you said at the beginning was perfect.
Yeah.
If your partner is not there, and or even if she's like on her period or something like that, and you guys can't have sex at that time, but also if you demonize yourself for doing it and you hold that guilt, it's going to make it seem worse to her.
100%. Whereas if you just do it, like obviously within the realms of what we've spoken about it,
yeah,
then you know it's fine, it's natural. Like a lot of men have a high sex drive,
yeah,
that's okay. And women aren't always going to want to have sex 24/7, so if you need to do that, then
and also if you just go to her and you're like, hey, just letting you know that like sometimes when you're not here, or you know, I do this when you're not around, and it's just something that I do, and it's
being open.
If she has a problem with that, then that's on her. But if you're open and you have a healthy relationship with your body and yourself, then I think it's fine.
Yeah, I agree. Mm. Okay, guys, we have a new segment to finish off this episode. We are doing a Guess Who. So basically, Taylor has picked out, we're going to do themed Guess Who. So this theme is international movie star. Taylor has picked out a celebrity and I essentially have to ask questions and then guess who the movie star is.
I thought I was just going to tell you facts. What if I don't know the answer to something you ask?
Well, that you have it on there, don't you?
Okay, let me just get some like basic facts that you might ask.
Okay, a bit
let
of miscommunication.
Let me get his Wikipedia up.
Okay. Oh, his.
Yeah. I was going to tell you that it was a guy anyway.
Yeah, true. I mean, that would have been like my first question anyway. So can I start?
Okay, you can start.
Okay. Is he from America?
Yes.
Okay. Is he in his 20s?
No.
Is he in his 40s?
No.
Is he in his 30s?
Yes.
Oh, I have no idea.
Do you want some facts?
Yeah, give me some facts.
Okay. Simon Cowell offered this person a record deal, but
I know who it is.
He turned it down because he wanted to be an actor.
Dude, what?
Oh, wait. No, I don't know who it is.
Okay. Was he a singer?
No.
The fuck?
That's a bit of a trick question. This person entered rehab for alcoholism and cocaine abuse in 2013.
Oh my God.
This what is if not I, nailing it down to anyone, hey?
No, what if I don't know?
This is everyone.
Imagine if I didn't know the celebrity. Like, I'm not actually that good.
He was a child actor.
No, it can't be that guy that was on Home and Alone.
No.
Okay.
Home and Alone? Who is it?
Home and Alone.
Home and Alone. Yeah, it's been a long
Home
day.
Home Alone? Macaulay Culkin? Is that it?
Okay, what about this one? This is in 2011. He was named number 5 on Glamour magazine's list of 50 sexiest men.
Is
number 5?
Is he brunette?
Yes.
Is he like? Has he won an Oscar?
I don't believe so.
Okay.
So he is an actor.
Yes,
but he's a child star. Someone offered him a record deal, but he's not a singer. But he's an actor.
He's 30 and has had
drug and cocaine
addiction.
Is he alive?
Yes.
Okay.
Help me out here, Caleb.
This is a current article that came out 4 hours ago.
Yeah.
Photos of Taylor Swift and this actor in Sydney in 2009 are currently going viral.
You would know who. Did he date someone? Who
yeah,
did
Joe
date?
Jonas? Not Joe Jonas.
No, I don't think they ever dated.
No, he's not.
Oh, my God. Well, immediately I think Jake Gyllenhaal.
He's also a singer.
But I know it's not. Yeah, no, okay.
He can sing.
Ryan Gosling.
No. Okay. Think about what movies you liked when you were a kid.
I don't know.
Gosh, this is Hannah actually Montana? Very hard.
Oh, I get we're on the same, kind of on the same Hannah Montana, trajectory here.
So is it a Disney star?
Oh, David. No.
Okay. No. Caleb's right though.
Is it a Disney star?
Disney star. Oh, that's why I said David, that David guy, but no.
Should we figure out what show he was on though?
Wizards of Waverly Place.
No.
Hannah Montana.
No.
it's
a movie.
Oh, it's a movie.
It's a movie. A Disney movie.
The one that Selena Gomez was in?
That's not.
No.
What?
She was in a lot
of
movies.
What was she in? I don't know. She was Wizards of Waverly
She
Place.
Was Beatrice and something. I don't know. Anyway, whatever. Was it a Disney movie?
Yes. There's multiple
like
movies.
A TV Disney movie or like a movie?
Like a Cinderella story.
No.
Oh. I was saying, was it like a TV?
There's three movies in this Disney movie.
This
series.
Is hard.
This is really hard. Why is it so hard? I did not expect this.
If I tell you the co-star, it's going to give it away.
So were there two main co-stars? Was it a love story?
Between them, yes.
Is it Taylor Lautner?
No.
No.
Robert Pattinson.
No.
Just like ballpark. Just
when I tell you who it is, you're just you're good.
Fuck me.
Okay, let me try and get some more facts.
Disney star was in three movies. Child Disney star.
Okay, I'm gonna see if this gives it away.
Okay.
In these three movies, in every single one, he has worn a white shirt with red sleeves.
That's not giving anything away. Do you know what that means? No
idea. Like a baseball team kind of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, like a baseball. Ah, okay. Yeah.
Like a three-quarter sleeve baseball team, white with red sleeves.
I can see him.
I can't.
I don't know his name.
Guys.
Was it a baseball themed movie?
There's baseball in it.
No.
Yeah, that's why I keep thinking a Cinderella story.
Oh, right.
It's not a theme. They just play baseball in the second movie specifically.
Oh, Cheaper by the Dozen?
No.
You're going to have to give us another fact.
This
we're
is,
really struggling
this is
out here.
Very
guys,
hard.
We're fending. Fighting for our life.
I'm pretty sure he dated his co-star as well.
Who was?
All right, I'm going to tell you another. I'm going to tell you another movie that he was in.
Well, you didn't tell us the first movie he was in.
Yeah, because this is the main one that
got
him famous.
Okay.
He was in The Greatest Showman.
Oh, it's Zac Efron.
Oh, Zac Efron.
Yeah.
How did
my gosh.
Get that? Holy fuck. High School Musical, duh. Oh, my God.
Didn't even think of him.
That's so funny. Wow.
A white shirt with a red face.
Can you, that threw me. Yeah, that really threw me. Shouldn't have added that in there. Because I thought I was thinking baseball, but that's a basketball movie. So
what movie was he baseball in? Oh,
they
play
baseball
too.
In the second
one.
Yeah,
they
do.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Yes.
There was a whole song.
There was a whole song. I could perform it if you'd like.
I won't, but yeah.
How did you get that from The Greatest Showman? Did you know?
Because I was like, oh.
I would have. My next, right before he said it, I was like, oh, fuck, Zac Efron. I mean, right after he said it.
Yeah, no, man. Right after I told you
I
who
thought
it
was.
I literally was about to say it because I was like, I've never seen that. And then I remembered that Zac Efron was in it.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah.
I thought I was going to be worse than you at this game.
No, I feel like. That was hard. Now I'm scared for when I do it for you because I don't know enough about my person. I'm going to have to research
them. I think that's an easy person. But
that
it was
easy.
Hard.
The facts were really weird. I also didn't know that he went to rehab.
I had no idea about that.
Yeah.
But I guess it had
actually, I just searched Zac Efron 4 hours ago, Daily Mail. Photos of him and Taylor Swift
so
from
random.
2009.
Daily Mail are fucked. They're so random. Well, thanks so much, guys, for listening to this episode.
Make sure you follow us on Spotify and also our socials. Everything is doubledose.thepodcast.
And we'll see you next week. Double Dose.